Well, I sure hope it's coming back. I mean, the administration has, or there's now a far change about doing a better job sort of recording the past performance information. And I think that's indicative of some growing interest in trying to revitalize the use of past performance and source selection. It makes so much common sense, and we all know that the way a free market system works is that if we buy a product or a service and we like it, we buy it again. If we don't, we don't buy it again, and that provides the appropriate incentives for, you know, firms that are dealing with us to do a better job. And that's sort of the basic idea of trying to bring it into government.
And past performance is essentially the government's way of doing that in sort of a systemic way, almost like the Amazon, do you like this book or not like this book? It's essentially, did these folks do a good job or not do a good job?
Exactly. And I wish, the problem is that the government has made it so much more complicated than the Amazon, did you like this book and not like this book? Now, obviously, it has to be somewhat more complicated. It can't be quite that simple. Although, for small purchases, it should be able to be. In fact, there's no reason why
on GSA Advantage, you could just almost have a ranking.
Exactly. Now, there's been some resistance to that because of the sort of the government, I want to call it, obsession with due process and documentation and all those kinds of things. But absolutely right, on GSA Advantage or reverse auction sites or kinds of things that are buying small commercial items, I think we should have systems like the Amazon thumbs up, thumbs down that are very simple.
But it also strikes me that some of that also comes from industry, where they don't industry doesn't want, if they didn't do a good job or don't get, they want all those checks and balances and review processes and everything. That's been a big push on in the industry side too.
Right. No, absolutely. I think that the push here comes from some people in industry and from the lawyers for this sort of a legalistic approach towards past performance rather than a more informal approach. And I think that what that's led to, and probably maybe the biggest problem with the existing system, is that the ratings aren't, in these formal past performance systems, the ratings aren't honest enough. And an important reason, in my view, that the ratings aren't honest enough is that we have this provision in the FAR, which I will confess I signed onto against my own better judgment at the time as OPP administrator, and I think my fears have been borne out, that allows a vendor who's not happy with their past performance rating to take it up a level within the organization. And what that leads to is a situation where, you know, a civil servant realizes that if you say something bad about a contractor, you are essentially asking for 200 hours of your life to go into trying to defend that situation.
And it's always been my sense that a lot of contracting officers just say, you know, in the end, it's just not worth my time because no one else is really doing this either.
Yeah, it's not worth the hassle. I mean, my view is that the provision in the FAR should be changed, and I've been urging the administration to make this change that says if a contractor doesn't like the rating, they can put their own version and their own opinions in the contract file. Let them do that, but not this appeal process. I think the highest priority for making past performance work better is to get more honest ratings, to get more meaningful ratings. And I think that can partly, the two proposals I've made, one is to change the FAR. The other, in the way I've just suggested, the other is that I think for important contracts, you can't do this for every contract, but for the big IT contracts, your important contracts, bring in third-party interviews. And by third-party, I don't mean they could be hired by the government, they could be civil servants, but rather than having the contracting officer and the program manager sort of get on the internet and fill out this form, I think instead actually a human being should come in and interview the contracting officer and the program manager and walk them through the questionnaire, and you can train the interviewer to elicit more content, more variants. You could do probes, bring in trained interviewers to guide people through these past performance report cards. I think that's another way to get more honest and more complete information.
Because it can also become something like when you sit down with your boss for your review, that shouldn't necessarily be a confrontation thing. It can be a real discussion about what do you like about what's worked well, what hasn't worked well. And so it can almost become provide information about the contracting performance, the process in and of itself.
Well, I think there should be more than we have real time or during contract performance feedback to the contractor about how good a job they're doing, so they have a chance to correct problems and get kudos for the things they've done well and so forth. We don't do enough of that either. I guess the bottom line, Chris, to me is that past performance, if done right, is one of the most powerful tools in the government's arsenal for improving the performance of contractors. And we're not making enough use of that. We're dramatically underutilizing the ability of that tool to help the government get better performance from the procurement system.
And the pink elephant in the whole past performance issue is the transparency aspect of it. With the administration talking about transparency a lot, I know a lot of people, a lot of both government and industry folks would be very uncomfortable if these past performance ratings were made public in some way.
Yeah, and traditionally those have been FOIA protected. They're not publicly available. They're only available inside the government. My own view is that it should continue to be that way. Again, the more public they become, that's another thing that will make them less honest. I think you have the strongest interest we have in the system is to get these past performance reports more honest, so that the good contractors really, and this should not also be seen, should also not just be seen as a punishment. There are some folks on the Hill who, when they think past performance, they think of punishing the evildoers. I think of it as both. I mean, if you don't do well, you shouldn't get new work. But if you do well, you should get new work. So I think that the key thing is that contractors who've done a good job, that there be information in the system that explains how they've done a good job, that they've done a good job, and so forth, and that be differentiated from the folks who've been okay, not great, but a lot of contractors, and others who've done a bad job. I think the current system essentially gives almost no information on the contractors who did a really bad job and doesn't do enough to distinguish between the outstanding performers and the okay performers.
And we only have about 30 seconds left, but your sense as to what might happen with past performance is, does the Obama administration, any glimpse that they might?
Yeah, I'm hearing some good signals that folks at senior levels and sort of the management chain, now we don't have an OPP administrator yet, are interested in trying to revitalize this.